The old man built this house after the war. He started building after the war. It's the only piece of ground he could get. He started building another side of the old road there.
Yeah.
And it fenced off and the foundations dug out, and they told him to move to this side of the road because they might be straightening that road, you know. So what a carry on, you know.
And what, when was that then? About 1946,
or 46, 47. Oh, aye. When he came back, he bought all the timber from an old lumber camp in Carbridge. There were all these Canadians.
Yes.
And including the Newfoundland men, they went all home. And he bought the... He had to take the accommodation down up there, you know. And ship it down here and rebuild it.
So he was reusing the workers?
Yes, he was. David Ritchie shifted it down.
Did he?
Father
built it with his own hands.
His hammer's still in that corner. That was a hammer he knocked that sheds down with. A well-used hammer. That's a hammer he built us. It's been rebuilt more or less since.
He used to build a lot of dikes as well.
Yes, he was good at stonework.
Was he a mason, or what was his real job?
No, he wasn't a trained mason, but his father was, you know. He's just a natural stone builder, same as my son now. Seems to run in the family. Yes. I didn't do much of it.
Jack Murder's doing that now.
Aye, he's been doing it for years. He's got his own business at stone building. Stonework, but his father, my grandfather, he was a trained stone mason. He worked in the Gordon Viaduct.
He was known as the Bard of Moy, wasn't he?
He was, yeah.
Why was he called the Bard of Moy, your grandfather?
Well, that was the old Highland tradition, you know. The Laird had his... piper and his storyteller, the bard, was a storyteller.
So was that in the family that he inherited title?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But of course that's fallen out of use nowadays, you know.
Yes.
Have you got any of his poetry?
Of my grandfather's poetry?
Yeah.
I do have, yes. But he's a booklet published in the mid-20s, I think. It's up there somewhere. But this place is in total disorder as usual. But there's a booklet up there with his poetry in it.
You're a bit of a poet yourself anyway.
Well, you just put words together the best you can. I can't see it. It's up there somewhere. I think I do see it. No, I don't. It's a wartime recipe for the Red Cross. I was 26 or something, 1927.
Your father was a musician.
He was good at the fiddle.
So what did your father do for his main living? I mean, he was good at everything, but his main job, what was it?
Various jobs in his lifetime, you know.
Yeah, he put his hand to a lot of things.
I don't know, really.
He did jobs everywhere.
Well, he worked in the railway. In the time when I was born, as far as I recall, I'm led to believe, he was selling insurance around the doors, you know, and then he was selling brushes. From Suspeed to Fort William.
Did he work with the roadmen as well?
Roadmen? And the railway before the war.
Uh-huh.
And of course, he was in Canada in the early 30s. No, it would be the early 30s, just after the Depression, I think. Just after the Depression. He was in Ontario in Canada, worked on farms there, along with his brother.
Before he married?
Yeah. But things got... His father got ill, my grandfather. And he took ill with his silicosis, you know, stone dust in the lungs.
Oh, really?
And of course, there was no money coming in, so they both came back from Canada to help out the family. You know? And boy begged, and the old man just worked anything he could add there. Anything.
Yeah.
You worked on the estate?
No, he didn't work on the estate, but my grandfather did.
Your grandfather?
He was the estate mason. Yes,
that's what I mean.
As well as a bar. You know?
Yes.
So where did your father meet your mother?
At the old hall, you know, the one that blew down.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. She was a maid there. Moy Hall. I don't know when exactly, but it couldn't have been that long after he came back from Canada. Mm-hmm. Yeah.